Hi, we have cards for January 11th and 12th, 2022, and they are the Devil, the King of Rods or Wands or Fire in the reverse, in the center, and the Knight of Cups in the reverse, in the future position or upcoming position. When your demons win, this isn't very nice, or someone isn't, or someone thinks they aren't. I always give the devil the benefit of the doubt, but here's the problem. He knows you do, and he knows you will. The Devil, number 15 of the major arcana, is today in the past position. I would have preferred to see this card in the reverse. The associations, for the most part, not very positive. Addictions, greed, fear, and dominance. The Devil, make no mistake, enjoys himself. Having evolved from the horny little Greek god Pan, the half-man with hooves, a.k.a. the natural man. Pan, it is said, when he wasn't chasing fauns and fairies around in blooming meadows, could transport himself by teleportation up to Mount Olympus. Perhaps this is how he wound up to be half-man and half-goat. Something went wrong during cosmic transit, like the classic sci-fi movie The Fly. Help me. Pan also had a Roman cousin, Faunus. And I quote from the Google internet, Faunus was an oracular deity. He was able to predict the future that was revealed to him in dreams or in supernatural voices coming from sacred groves. He was also considered a very good musician. Unquote. Partners in crime. The Devil, number 15, has a very interesting relationship with the Pope. Number 5, both cards feature what are known as acolytes in the tarot, sort of the supporting players of the little scenes. The Pope has his kneeling monks, and the Devil is entertained by his two naked slaves, themselves in various stages of weird transformation. These people are chained together by a common bond or mutual desire. The King of Wands or Rods, Leo Sagittarius Aries, is today in the center and in the reverse, and is probably treating people like slaves. Instability, volatility, dangerous impulses, one would think that one would not engage with such an unpredictable hothead. If these are two different humans in these cards, neither are the picture of emotional stability, but the relationship obviously isn't based on that. In the upcoming position is the romantic Knight of Cups, the mystical knight in shining armor, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, also in the reverse, male or female. In the reverse, these crimson stripes on his or her moody, watery blue cape look like red flags. There is danger of impulsive overspending here. The Devil is all fun and games, good times, whiskey, women, and song. Or is it wine, women, and song? Until the bill comes and we find ourselves in the red. This story could also be very personal and involve intimacy or fear of it, which is why the ordinarily passionate King of Fire and the poetic romantic Knight of Cups would be expressing themselves. The Devil of the past brings fear, insecurity, and shame. In the description of the Devil from Crowley's Thoth deck from the handbook Tarot, Mirror of the Soul by Gerd Ziegler, the question posed by this card, particularly relevant in these cards, is, do you have some wish or desire you don't admit to? Dark side.